Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM, Tuesday morning. It is time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is joining me live this morning from the shelter. Amber, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good to have you with us, and thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, some great-looking dogs available at the shelter to highlight this week. So let's get right to it and talk a little bit about Ducky.
Yes, Ducky is, she's a one-year-old mixed breed. She's one of my favorites. She is very, very playful. She's an active pup. I'm looking for an active family where that she can go on daily walks and runs and just get lots of playtime in. She does great with other dogs. We've introduced her to multiple other dogs. Always does great and very playful. So she would make a great addition if you have another dog at home and you're looking to add another one. She would be a perfect choice.
All right. Very good. Folks can come down and meet Ducky this week, huh?
Oh, absolutely. She would love to find her forever home.
No kidding. Very true. All right. And tell me a little bit about Carlos.
Carlos is a happy-go-lucky pup looking for a place to call home. He is another one that's very playful. He's a 11-month-old Catahoula mix. He's got that unique coloring and those gorgeous stunning eyes. He does well with other dogs, loves to walk and run and play. One of our volunteers is an avid runner, and he's one of the dogs that goes with him on his five-mile run. So he's very active.
Wow.
He loves to come and run with you.
Very good. Okay. And it looks like from the picture you sent, he likes being down by the river, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. He loves being out and about and in the park. Just going.
Very good. All right. Well, that is Carlos, available this week also at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And last but certainly not least, it's got to be Wonder Dot.
Yes, Wonder Dot. And if you can see the picture, I think she got her name because of her big old dot on her back.
She has a dot. That's right.
Yep, she does. She has that big dot. But she is a little shy. She's super sweet. She takes a little bit to warm up to you. But once she does, she'll just curl up in your lap and love on you. So she needs a home where she's going to get some time to adjust to new surroundings. She does well on a leash and walks well in the park. So you just got to come down and meet her, give her a little extra time and attention, and she'll be your best friend for life.
Very good. Well, great. And again, all of these animals are available this week at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. You are still doing visits by appointment, right? So if folks would like to come down and meet any one of these dogs or any of the other animals you have available, they can just call and make an appointment to come down and see them, right?
Absolutely. We are still doing everything, so they can just call the 505-599-1098, schedule an appointment, come down and meet one of these three wonderful dogs or one of our other amazing animals that we have here, and take them home and have new best friends.
There you go. It's as simple as that. It happens every week, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
It's very simple.
Perfect. Well, wonderful. Well, Amber, I always appreciate you being with me on these segments, so thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Will do. You too. Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest this week on our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment right here on KSJE Farmington. And of course, we always remind you, if you are planning to add an animal to your family, do consider adopting from one of the local animal shelters or rescue organizations as a way to find a great addition to your family. And if you would like to support KSJE, we invite you to do that as well. You can do it quite easily by going to our website at ksje.com/support. You can donate through PayPal securely on that website, or you can find the address to send a donation in by check, and we certainly appreciate it. That's the reason that we are here serving our community day in, day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because of the support of local listeners like you and local businesses as well. So thanks for joining me, everybody. Have a great Tuesday. I'll be back tomorrow morning with my guest, Dr. Eugene Schmidt, the superintendent of schools from the Farmington School District, and we're going to be joined by some Science Olympiad winners from Farmington Schools. That you can see tomorrow morning on our visual radio platform, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or listen on the radio live tomorrow morning at 8:10 a.m. Have a great day, everyone. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.